Achbor nichnas v'kikor b'piv v'achbor yoytze v'kikor b'piv. Mal mi amrinen haide haynu haide al haynu haide nofak oydil me'achrinu. So the first suffix of Rava is achbor nichnas v'achbor yoytze. We saw achbor nichnas with a kikor and we see achbor yoytze. Mao mi amrinen haynu de'al haynu de'nofak. The one that came in is the one that came out. Places here lek tachzu that afilu lefi Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that we don't say kever she'ovad kever she'nimtza. Afilu ochi, here we will assume that it's the same one. Teis doesn't explain exactly why, but as ezok teisus afilu lefi Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that we don't say kever she'ovad kever she'nimtza. But the tli of the achbor, achbor nichnas, achbor yoytze, looks the same. So b'meile is a tli, is a reason to assume that it's the same one. There's a reason to assume that it's the same one. Oy dil me'achrinu. So here Rashi doesn't say klor, Teis doesn't say klor, Teis says, oy dil me'achrinu, afilu le'rebi. That Rebbe holds kever she'ovad, kever she'nimtza. Here we will not say that it's the same one. So it needs a little bit pshat. The first suffix, achbor al, achbor yoytze. So Taisa says, the suffix is not only alibe de Rebbe. Rebbe for sure says, kever she'ovad, kever she'nimtza. That's what Rebbe holds, kever she'ovad, kever she'nimtza. That's the shitas Rebbe. But even if you have Shin Gamliel, that normally with that toilet that's the same one, here would be a reason to be toilet that is the same one. Why? Taisa doesn't say. Mistam, it's not mistabo, two mouses, chmein. This one mouse runs in with a piece of bread. Two mouses, mistam is the same one. So, mele, the suffix of the Gemara, it's not negia to the alta suffix. If kever she'ovad, kever she'nimtza. Here, it's a better suffix. Oy dil me'achrinu. So, here Taisa says, not only l'fi Rav Shimon Gamliel, we don't have to assume that it's the same one. Even alibi de Rebbe. That normally we will say that it's the same one. But to be toilet, that it's the same piece coming out, not mistaber. Not mistaber. And it's a shtickel svores afuchas. It's a shtickel svores afuchas. First, it's masber in the beginning that it's a better reason than our tzad, even if normally we don't say kever shavat kever shenimtza. Here we will say, because two mouses, mistaber, it's the same one. Oidilme, no, achrinu. So I would say, Rav Shimon Gamliel will not be moide here. Taisa says, I deal me'achrinu, and even if he rebbe, that if I would find a piece in the house, I would assume that it's the same piece. Here, I would not say that it's the same one. Ne'emesim, Rabbi Nudovich, they dish taze. Rabbi Nudovich says, the suffix is only alibe de Rav Shimon Gamliel. But alibe de Rabbono, alibe de Rebbe, avadu we say, achbo nichnas achbo yoitze, avadu we can assume it's the same achbo. We don't have to assume that it's something else. And the Zogim, maybe that the Dibur HaMasril of Tesis is not going on this suffix, it's going on the next focus of the Gemara. It's a shtickle doichak. Im timtze leimar haynu hayde al, haynu hayde nofak, achbor lovo nichnos, ve'achbor bepiv, bekikor bepiv, ve'achbor shochor yoitze bekikor bepiv. Mau? Hay vade achrinu, hay vade achrinu, oidil me'arum me'arum me'minei. Here for sure it's two different colors of mouse that can't be the same one. Or maybe one mouse took from the other mouse. Again, so Tesis means that even Rav Shimon Gamliel will be made here? Or it's only enough reason for Rebbe? They don't take from each other. Achbor nichnos v'kikor b'piv. V'chuldo yoytzes v'kikor b'fir. Mau? Chuldo vade me'achbor shakalte. Oidil me'achrinu. Why? Not stam oidil me'achrinu. She would chab the achbor also. And if you say, "Isa de achbor shakalte achbor befiyah v'mishtakach," achbor nichnas v'kikor bepiv. V'chuldo yoytzes v'kikor v'achbor befi chuldo. Mao, hoche vada iu, odil meim isa de iu ninu kikor befi achbor mishtakach ave. Bo ishtekuchi. Odil meim mishum be'asuse when the chuldo chab the achbor, he dropped it. Veshekil the teiku. These are the four sfeikas of Rava. Achbo nichbos achbo yoitze, achbo lovon achbo shochor, achbo nichnos chulda yoitzes, achbo nichnos chulda yoitzes vikikro veachbo befio teiku. So the Balamoyer in the tour say, teiku, four sfeikas. If you didn't do bitul, it's a suffix deraise. You did bitul, it's a suffix derabana nekule. Like the tour goes over in all of the sfeikas. Every time one is a suffix like the tour, without bitul, it's a suffix deraise. With bitul, it's a suffix derabana, and a suffix derabana nekule. So, posh, alamor in the tour. The Rambam has a different shita. Magid Mishnah explains, the klal in the Rambam is, it's negat to the Hemshech HaSugya also. The klal in the Rambam is that the Rambam paskins like Imtim Tzeloima. That's the shittas Rambam. He paskins alamo like Imtim Tzeloima. He paskins alamo like Imtim Tzeloima. B'meile. Val the Rambam alamo paskins like Imtim Tzeloima. B'meile. Zog the Magid Mishneh, the Rambam paskins like this. The first suffix, the Gemara said, V'imtim Tzeloima, haynu da'al, haynu the nofak, ach bo lovon, ach bo shochor ma'u. So in the first suffix, the Rambam paskins, you could assume that it's the same achbor, and you don't have to check. The second one, the Gemara says, ve'imtim tzeloimar, achborim reshakli me'adodi, so the Rambam paskins, that it's not the same one, so you have to check. Achbor nichnas v'chul doyoytze, the Gemara says, ve'imtim tzeloimar, ime achbor shakilte, achbor b'pume hava mishtakach, so b'meile, it's not the same one, so you have to check. The fourth one, takistei is a suffix. So misafek, safek de rabbanu lekule. This is the way the Magid Mishnah explains shittas Rambam. So the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel paskins, and the first case you don't have to check. We assume it's the same one. Second one, the Gemara says you don't assume that he chav from each other, so you have to check. The third one, you don't assume that the cat took it because if not, she would chav the achbo, so you have to check. And the fourth one, takes no imtum tzeloimar, or misafek de rabbanu lekule. Ain't a tzorich livdei. Misafik, you don't have to check. That's in the Rambam. And here we have two starke kashas with das Rambam. And let me again say that. The Rambam passes like Imtim Tzeloimar, it's very glad. The first Safik, Achbo Nichnos Achbo Yoitze, Imtim Tzeloimar, Hainu Da'ar, Hainu Da'nofak, you don't have to check. Lovon V'shochor, you don't have to check. And you have to check. Chulto, you have to check. The fourth Safik is a Safik in the Gemara. So the Rambam is machriya misofek, sofek the Rabbanu lekule. With bitul and sofek the Rabbanu lekule. Freg the world. But the Rambam himself, the Magid Mishnah was meyasin in the Rambam, that b'digas chometz ala sofek niskeno. The Rambam paskins, tisho tziburim shel chometzo, ve'echot shel chometz, and ose achbor, and you don't know if the achbor took chometz, or the achbor took matzo, misofek, you have to check. B'digas chometz ala sofek niskeno. The Magid Mishneh was the avir voice. The Magid Mishneh was the one that said the whole shtickle. That when you have a sofek, we say b'digas chometz ala sofek niskeno, and misofek you have to check. So every time when you have a sofek, the Magid Mishneh was one machria, the misofek you have to check. So how here the Rambam paskin that misofek you don't have to check? Sofek the Rabbanu lekule. Magid Mishneh says, ein tzorich livdei shezeh akigo. ואז זה אני מגיד מישנה שהוא סופק של דבריהם ופוסק רבנו לכולי כדרך כל תיקו של דבריהם מגיד מישנה ורמם הולץ בדיקס חומץ על הסופק נסקנו ובאחבור תשע ציבורים של חומץ ואחד של מצו הם אחבור קרומץ אבל לא נור חומץ שוקה לא מצו שוקה זוג דה רמבם כל קבוע כמחצו על מחצו ומסופק יאב תצ'ק מגיד מישנה אסתן הלא חיוד או בסופק דה רבנו לכולי זוג דה מגיד מישנה בדיקס חומץ על הסופק נסקנו. So if you tell me b'dikas chometz ala sofek niskeno, so what happened in this halacha here in the fourth case? You're right, the first three, Magid Mishneh has a cheshbon. It's imtim tzeloima. So the first one for sure it's the same one. The next two for sure it's not the same one. So the first one doesn't have to check, the other two have to check. But in the last sofek, achbo nichmas v'chudo achrov, v'yoytzo v'achbo v'kikor b'fio. You don't have to check, why isn't there sofek shel divrayim? But we said b'dikas chometz ala sofek niskeno. Zog the world alom the shavot. I know the olam who will not be masking, but that. Zog the world as that. With the lomdas, what we said. Dikas chometz ala sofek niskena. We said, Chazal said to check when you don't know if it's chometz or not. So you can't say Sofik the Rabbanu Lekule. Sofik the Rabbanu Lekule, you say when you have a Sofik Tkiya Shofar. If you have to blow Chmeis, the Ozuk Kailis or not. Sofik the Rabbanu Lekule. Here the mitzvah the Rabbanu was that if you don't know if it's Chometz in the house or not, to check. So you can't say Sofik the Rabbanu Lekule. Thus is the mitzvah. Thus is the mitzvah. To check. We said if a person doesn't check, even if he doesn't have chametz, he's over avera. And if he checked, even if it's no chametz, he's mekayim a mitzvah. This is and bdikas chametz al hasofek niskala. But when you have a sfeikah de dine, then we say sfeik de rabbana lekule. Namosh, I'll give you a shaila. Before here, a person doesn't remember if he checked chametz or not. He has to check again or not. You're asking how it happens. He's going around the room. This room, he doesn't remember if he went around in this room or not. He has to check again or not. Avadanish. Sofi de Rabbanu Lekule. Avadanish. It's mesupik if he has to have a candle or a flashlight. Sofi de Rabbanu Lekule. Why not? Sofi de Rabbanu Lekule. He leaves the yeshiva. He's not sure he has to check his room or not. Sofi de Rabbanu Lekule. No shachas because Chomes ala Sofi Niskeno. They didn't say b'dikas chometz is a chomu like avera d'oraisa. The cheftz of the din was to check the suffik chometz. So if you misupik, if you have chometz or not, does he go for the din, you have to check. But when you have a sfeik in the din, and a sfeik in the din, you don't say suffik de rabbanu lekule. Say emal a suffik niskana. You say suffik de rabbanu lekule. Now here we'll go another shlav. Here, it's already a bigger chidush. Here, what is the sfeik of the dina? Rove is mesupek in the umdene of mouse and cats. When a cat chaps a mouse, the mouse is nervous and he drops it, and the mele is a, it could be in the mouth of the cat. Other name, if it would chap it, the mouse would have to hold it. A sfeik in the lomdes of Rove, Rove can't come to achroe. It's a sfeik of the dina. The magid mishnah in Hilchos Schirus is mesupek. How we look at such a sfeik, taki? When the Gemara has a suffix in the umdene of a mensch, so by us it's a sfeik of the metzias, or it's a sfeik of the dine. We're looking at now that we don't know if it's chometz in the house or not. Or not. Rode is mesupek, what is the umdene of cats? Behilch is clear if we have to be toilo or not. So we have to mevarer with the shchanoch, not the metzias. But you have, למשל, תשעה ציבורים של חומץ ואחד של מצו, אחד של מצו, תשעה של מצו ואחד של חומץ, and it's כל קבוע כמחצו ומחצו. Now your suffix is a metziusdik suffix. Chometz walked in, or chometz didn't walk into the house. Your suffix is a metziusdik suffix. Chometz walked in, or chometz didn't walk in. You have a suffix. You have a suffix. Suffix the rabbon, suffix metzius. Ala suffix niskana. You misupik gira chuda, lo gira chuda. Here, Rove is misupik if we have an umdana, we don't have an umdana. This is called a sfeik in the dine. The sfeik in the dine, sofik shel divreim. Sofik shel divreim, lekule. Remember, the Rambam paskin, sofik shel divreim, lekule. We'll see Be'ez Hashem and more sfeikis today. So even that the Rambam holds, dik as chomitz ala sofik niskana, but here is a sofik shel divreim. So sofik the dine. Here we're not machmir misafik, we make a misafik. What? No, safik meitzi midavari, asking a good child. Safik meitzi midavari is if I have to be toilet achille. Here I'm not misupik if the mouse took out or not. This was Rove's safik. Yesterday we said, when a person has a valid din b'dik, and now safik is going to achille or not. So vada yidin b'dige, sofek if it's a p'tur or not, and sofek moitzi midei vada. Here the shaila is, if Rove knows that the cat took it out, so Rove doesn't have a sofek anymore. So Rove was not metakin b'dike here. If Rove doesn't know, Rove would be metakin b'dike. Now our sofek is, Rove doesn't know the aloche. This is a sofek de rabbonon. Rove doesn't know what is the aloche in this case. We don't look at it like a metzias. I'm saying, you say that sofek, the Mishnah Melech is misupik. Lom again, a trob weiter here in the suge, and we'll touch it from a different point, you'll hear the shaila even better. The tur and the balamoyer, they don't pass in like imtim tzeloimal, and they say, the shittosim, it's easy to say it, because they bichlal don't hold, because chometz on a sofik niskana, and they go keseder, and they say in all of the sfeikas, Safik the Rabbanan Lekule, and if it's a bitul, if it's no bitul, and all of the Sveges Lechumre. So in all of the Sveges, if it's no bitul Lechumre, if it's a bitul, Lekule. Safik Shadibrahim Lekule. Frag the Mishle Melech, and the Darke Moshe, the Ramon Darke Moshe, Ashtarke Kashe. So what the tour tells you? In the four cases, Arbo Nichbos, Arbo Yoitze, Shochor Lovot, Chuldo, Achbo Bepio, Chuldo, Achbo Bekiko Befio, Zog the tour, Im Bitel, Misafik, he doesn't have to check, Im Loi Bitel, Tzorich Livdek, not like the Ramba. And I say, it's a whole simen. Tof Lametches, the Shucholoch made a whole simen. And on these four cases. The tour, the Shucholoch is Mumekatzer, but the tour bring down all these four fakers. Frag the Mishnah Melech, frag the Darke Moshe, why the Torah doesn't say, Vehane mile bekikor godl, avol bekikor kotten, is a sveksveke. Sofek, if the Achbo took it out or not, and even if he didn't take it out, maybe he ate it. So why the Torah says that if there's no bitul, you have to check Sofek the Reis in the Chumre. If there's a bitul, Sofek the Rabban Lekule, say, Ve'an emile b'kikor godl. But b'kikor cotton, you could assume that Eim Echalte. B'kikor cotton, you could say Eim Echalte. I want to be masbe. Why this kash is starker than all the kashes? The Torah and the thesis said, Kulish Maise b'kikor godl. So we said, Taisa says, Taki kulish maise, mashma kulish maise. The Torah says it in most of the cases. We said, really, we have to work on it, when yes and when not. We said, but the Torah is in Simen Tof Lamentes, where he brings down all the nine sphagas of the Psugia before. So you're right, he speaks it out 6 out of 9. So he skipped one, but he really means it, you know. Why sometimes yes, sometimes not? No, Efshem we can give an Ait. Efshem we can give an Ait. But here it's a simen tof lametches. It's a separate simen. Why in this simen he doesn't mention it? Why in this simen he doesn't mention it? Why in this simen he doesn't mention it? Why he doesn't mention it? Mention v'ana mila b'kikor godl, but not b'kikor godl. Why does he mention it? You can't say he was Soymech and Tof Lametes. Two reasons. It's not the same semen. And Tof Lametes is later. Tof Lametes is later. So the Mele, the Kashi is a starke Kashi. Bishleim lefi Rashi, we said, we don't say Eim Echalte. You're right. And the tzad that you have to check, we don't say Eim Echalte. But the two hold that you say Eim Echalte, v'kuli shmaisen b'kikor godl. Tof Lametes, you bring down, as mered b'kikor godl. So why b'tof lametches he doesn't mention as mered b'kikor godl? Starke kasha. So there's three tirutzim on this shaila, and every one of these tirutzim is be'etzem from the longest of the klolos v'kesfeike in Gan Shas. Again, b'pashtes is muchach in the Torah that if he didn't bring it down to tzimen tof lametches, he holds that in tzimen tof lametches in these four sveikas of Rove, you don't have to say that we're speaking about b'kikor godl. And either b'kikor cotton, without bitul, you have to check misafik. With bitul, safik darabon lekule. But without bitul, you have to check misafik. Shailo, why? It's not a sveik sveik. Safik if the achbo took it out, and even if not, maybe you ate it. So first you have to know bichlal if you could call it a sveik sveik. Why? It's safek echot bedin, v'safek echot b'metzias. It's a shaila in klolos v'kesfeike, if safek echot bedin, v'safek echot b'metzias, you could shaf a v'kesfeike from it or not. The Moshe, you have a safek if you did it or not, and even if you did it, if you chayev to do it or not, if it's called a v'kesfeike. Kuvis v'kesfeike has to be, you're mesupik if you did it, and even if you did it, maybe you don't have to do it. Maybe it went in, and even if it went in, maybe you ate it. But here's one Sofek, Rove has a Sofek Bedin. If we say, Hainu de Al, Hainu de Nofak, and there's another Sofek, Mimitzias, of Eime Achalte. One Sofek Bedin, one Sofek Mimitzias. Who said you could be Mitzar if one Sofek Bedin, one Sofek Mimitzias? Mechateisik v'metzar. If one tzavik v'nim, one tzavik v'metzias. Mechateisik. So, avada, you could argue and say that it's not mamish called echad bedin ve'echad b'metzias, because the suffix from rov is also b'metzias. And what we said before, it's called echad bedin ve'echad b'metzias. But vayis dais for the Mishnah Melech and the Darkei Moshe, lemaisa the ikar psak is that we could be metzaref as fixveike from echad bedin ve'echad b'metzias. So if you could be metzaref as fixveike from echad bedin ve'echad b'metzias, so b'meile it's very shver. So again, so we have back the kash. We have back the kash. Why the tool says that if you misupik, if you mevatel it, if you have to check, you don't have to check. L'chur, if it's a kikar chotn, you have a sveksveike. Sofek, al, sofek, sofek is the same achbor came out. And even if it's not the same achbor, ein me'achalte. So the Darkei Moshe says one teretz. And the Mishnah Melech says one teretz. Zog the Darkei Moshe, it's no sveksveike here. It's only one suffix. Listen very carefully. What is the suffix? I have chometz in the house. What is my sveksveike? Maybe the same mouse went out. And even if it's not the same mouse went out, what happened? One suffix of the mouse went out. What is the second suffix? What is the second suffix? Even if the mouse didn't go out, maybe it was eaten. So what happened if it was eaten? If the kikar chotn was eaten, what happened? It went out. So it's one suffix. If the kikar stayed or the kikar went out, why do you call it two sveikas? Why not masking? I ask you, Shaila, I have sveik sveikas. Maybe it went out like this, maybe like this, maybe like this, maybe like this. Why is it not five sveik sveikas? The Shaila is the chomet stays or it went out. If it went out like this or you ate it, what is the nafkamina? It's one suffix if it went out or not. This is not called sveik sveikas. Sveik sveikas is alimol, suffix if it's chomets or matzah. And even if it's chomets, maybe it went out. Here, the mouse went in with the chomets. Now, what is the suffix? Maybe it's gone by running out or by eating it. It's not called sveik sveikas. What? What do you answer? What is the sveikas? So it's also, it's not the sveikas. What are the two sveikas leheter? Maybe it's not here because he ate it, and maybe it's not here because he left. This is called one suffix. It's not called sveik sveikas. Yeah, for sure, chomet, suffix if it's gone. Different ways of getting rid of it, it doesn't make it a sveik sveikas. I'll bring you a raya. If you don't say like that, someone asked me a kasha, alamoli has a sveik sveikas. Even if they can't eat it. Suffix, if he went out or not. And even if he didn't go out, maybe the mouse hid it in the place of a house that it's any yadua. He put it like under tree tefachim that he can't get it. Every time it's a sveik sveikas. Maybe he left. He went out the house. And if he didn't go out the house, maybe he put it somewhere chveis nishver. The Torah says this is one suffix. Maybe it's gone. Hazeh zog the Darkei Moshe. Hazeh zog the Darkei Moshe. The Mishnah Lamelech says under the Teretz. The Mishnah Lamelech says under the Teretz. Zog the Mishnah Lamelech, why it's not called a Sveik Sveike? Dain, why the Torah didn't say that we're talking Dafke B'Kikar Godl? Zog them, we're speaking even B'Kikar Godl. Ah, it's a Sveik Sveike. Maybe the Achbo went out. And even if the Achbo didn't go out, maybe Achalte. Zog the Mishnah Lamelech, Big Yisoy. It says choluk hach sofek from the other sveikas, at least from all of the six that the Tur mentions. Taka, the three that the Tur doesn't mention are similar to this one. Zog the Mishnah Melech like this. In the sofek before, sofek chomet sofek matzah. Sofek if the house bichlal became with chomets. Shtei batim. Sofek if chomets came in or not. Sofek al. Sofek if chometz came in or not. Did we say, and even if it came in, ein me'achalte, sveik sveike. Sveik sveike, you don't have to check. Sveik sveike, you don't have to check. So, by us, for sure chometz came in. Now what? You have sveik sveike. Maybe it went out. And even if it went out, even if it didn't go out, maybe it was eaten. So Lama Zong, we call it Sveik Sveike, like you want to call it Sveik Sveike. Lama Zong, you call it Sveik Sveike. sagt er, Bedikas Chometz ala Sofek Niskelo, even lefi the Tur. When it's a Sofek, if it's Chometz here or not, so then the Tur doesn't hope Bedikas Chometz ala Sofek Niskelo. But when it's for sure Chometz here, so again, if it's the Rabbonon, Sofek the Rabbonon lekule. The Tur doesn't hold, you have to check even Misafek. We don't say Sofek the Rabbonon lechumre here, we make El even in one Sofek. Because we don't hold like Rashi that because Chometz and Sofek Niskan over the Rabbonon. But when we're speaking about the Isur Deoraisa, when there's a Vadai Chometz in the house, and there's a mitzvah to get rid of the Chometz, so then the Sfeksveika doesn't help. Why? Val is a Vadai Chiyuv Chometz in the house, and Sofek, if the Chometz disappeared or not, so Azevia and Sofek Moitzim in the Vadai. So Azevia and the Sofek Moitzim in the Vadai. Avad, it means a lot of Lomdus in Alek Lolim from Sfek Sveike. Means a lot of Lomdus. But the Mishnah Melech says a Chiluk that answers all of the four cases by us and all of the three places that the Tur was Mashmit. It's two out of the three for sure. That the Tur was Mashmit the Din. So again, Avad, it needs no Chasach Hezbel. But if we make a Sikum, we have like this. Shitas Rashi, we said, even Bekikor Kotten, because Chometz ala Sofek Niskeno, and even if you have a Sofek of Achalte, if it's a Vadei Chiyuv, you don't say the Sugi is talking even Bekikor Kotten. The Teisa said, Kuli Shmaisim. Pashasi means Tchilo Vatsoif. Kuli Shmaisim, not Roif Shmaisim. Kuli Shmaisim. Pashasi means the whole Sugi. Kikor Godel. Like the Achori really asked another Sugi. And the Tur, we found the Chiluk. He brings the Teisa in Tov Lametes. But in Tov Lametes, he didn't bring it. You can't say he was saying the Chantov Lametes. And this is the cash of the Achronim. Lefi the Tur that says that when you have a Sfik Sveike, you don't have to check. So why in Tov Lametes? He doesn't bring the Tov Lametes in our four Sfikes, and also three and the other one. He doesn't bring down. And Hanem Mila Bekikor Gotel, he misses us out. So we said, maybe it's Chachem. Maybe it's Chachem, one third. Maybe Sofek Bedin, Sofek Bemetzius, it's not Mitztaref, maybe. But the Mishnah Melech by us wants to say this Yisoy. Mishnah Melech says like this. Kiloima. Hine a turzal kosav im achbo nirmas vabo yoyzer im bizar des fekes vi yeshleimar de hay sofik de emor achalta ve sofik gerua ve davke gabe teish tziburim shel mazel lo yischazik isur de chometz moy lo mehan sofik ze la asay ze snif le sofik de chometz im atzo ve av sfek sveike ven tzor livde gafulim le bitel ma shein gen hier de yischazik isur. You have to know the Lashon is the Mishnah Melech, but this is L'chur Da'avone. When you have a Vadei Chometz, the Eimur Achalta is not Mitztarev. It's a Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadei. Dahayinu. You have Vadei Chometz, Eimur Achalta Mechateisa. If you have Sofek Chometz, then Eimur Achalta can help. But when you have a Vadei Chometz, Eimur Achalta cannot help. Cannot be Mitztarev for Sveikas. But it needs no Chahesber. But you see it Keseder in the Tur. And these four, and if you go back to Tov Lametes, and you see all the nine Sfeikas, and three he says Kikor Godel, and six he says Kikor Godel, and three he doesn't say, that's a Pelech, so Stam, that Gensh and Viter in the Gemara, and you see it, some of the Melaktim, that didn't learn the Suyas, bring the Tur, said Kikor Godel, you know, on every one of the Sfeikas, they put Kikor Godel, Kikor Godel. Now, that, on them is a Sfeikas. Aber da ist nicht das, ist es zuerst das Schmeißen. Es ist drei Schittes. Rashi, da ist es Kuhle Schmeißen, Rashi, wir sagen, Rabbi Nadovi Meiri, auch so, like Rashi, a Fülle Bekir Gagoden, and the Meiri has a Psobshore. Lass uns sehen, the next Sofik of the Gemara. Boi Rove, Kikor Bishmei Koiro Zorich Sulam Lo Yiridoi, Oi Ein Zorich. Mi Amrinen Kula Haylo Atrichu Rabonon Kevedo Nochis Menafshei Lo Osi Lemeichlei, Oy dil mazin in de nofel was ile mechle. Vim dem tsloy ma azin in de nofel was ile mechle. Kiko be bor tsorich sulam la lo iso yein tsorich. Ho khavad et lo yavid de salkem nafshei. Oydil mezin in denochis lemei v'atzorchei v'osi lemeichel. So we have two sfeikas in the Gemara. Now, before we start the shailas and shitas Rashi here, we have three sfeikas, but Rashi says that the third one not nishken shaykhes. So we'll stick to the first two shailas. What are the first two shailas? Kigo b'shmei koiro. Tzorich sulam la'aloysa, lo yirido yein tzorich. Mi kevon, de lo yinochis min afshei, lo yatrichu rabonon. Oydil me kevon, sometimes it will fall. Kigo b'boir. It will not fall. But sometimes you go down, you have to check or you don't have to check. I want to be minded here, Ahore bepshat. Not everyone shtals on this Ahore, but I think we have to shtal on it. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Kiko b'shmei koiro. What would be, the Lashon HaGemara is, they were matriachim to climb up, or not, maybe not to be matriachim, because anyway it will not fall down, or dilme it will fall down. Why the Gemara says, mi atrichu rabonon, mi amrinen, kule hai lo yatrichu rabonon, kevon de loinochis min afshei, so b'meila de wanabi matriachim, oi dilme zinin de nofil v'osi lemeichlu. What if it's not so hard for him to get up to the top? It's not hard. It's very easy for him to move a ladder. He has to go to check it or not. Also the Gemara has a suffix. I want to be mimed by Tzdodei HaShaila. The suffix of the Gemara is, Val is no chshash shema yovel ha'ochlo, is no takone. Oy dil me fort is a chshash. Maybe, maybe. Does it a suffix or not? What is the suffix of the Gemara? Ibailu, king of Bishmei Kairo, is not so much chance that he will eat it, so they will not attack it. Oy dil me, the svara is, because maybe he will eat it. Same thing in the boil. He will not eat it. Oy dil me, maybe he will eat it. Does it a suffix? No shaykhis, the amount of tirche. If the Gemara would not say the words lo yatrichu kulehai, I would say that this is the suffix. Now I'll tell you, I have a little bit netiyah to learn that this is the suffix. And the next suffix of boir, the Gemara doesn't mention nothing from tirche. There's no chashash that it will fall down. It did, but sometimes it goes down. I'm not building on it because the Gemara already said tirche before. But again, you could have learned the suffix the Gemara by lebatish a suffix. When it's noch shashem yovel ochloi, they were geyser or they were not geyser? They were geyser or they were not geyser? And Adrabah, I'll say like this, it's not even a suffix. When it's noch shash, it's pashut to the Gemara that you don't have geyser. The suffix is, maybe sometimes it will fall down, sometimes you go into the bar. So if you learn the Balabatish way, we call it the first way, the Derech Aleph. So the suffix is, when it's noch shash, when it's a weiter shash, shem yovel ochloi. The suffix is, there were choshesh, maybe it will happen, or there were not choshesh. But, if it's for sure no choshesh, there were not geyser. And if it's for sure choshesh, for sure there will matriach you to carry the ladder. The Gemara says, if it for sure will fall down, I've already had to carry the ladder. If you for sure plan to go down to the boat during Pesach, for sure you have to carry the ladder. So the suffix is, be'etzem, when it's no choshesh, l'kula alma you don't have to carry. When it is choshesh, l'kula alma you have to carry. The shal is, if it's choshesh, then you will come to eat it or not. This is one way to learn the Gemara. And we can learn on this. And if he then, Avada no shaykhis to the snake. The snake, the shayla is, if you matriach be mamen or not. Stam, as I think a shayla. No part of the shayla is even real. Doime. Tunk, it's here. No shaykhis. No chosh, if a shuz, chshash, shem avi lochlein. Shayla is, if I have to spend money or not. Stam, mamen. Stam, a sofik. Rashi says, takolish gen shayla. It's not even a family here. It's not Mishkan Shaychus. This is one way to learn the Gemara. There's another way to learn the Gemara that the Shari Ephraim says. Avada, lu yitzir is no tirche. Avada, you have to check. Even if it's no chshash shem yovel ochle. Why? We know, gzeres de rabbonon, we say lo yplu. Gemara says, osu likris le'oir aner, even if the candle is 100 amo. You say you're not allowed to leave chametz in the house. What's in afkimine? Up, down. There's no gzeir by you. Over here it's a tircha yaseir. Maybe they were not metakin in a tircha yaseir. Maybe they were not metakin in a tircha yaseir. So if it's a chshash that will fall down, it's not only that. Maskone. In a tircha yaseir, they were not metakin. But the suffix is, but if it's a chashash shiva la'achla here, maybe they were metakin here, maybe they were not metakin. So derech beis says punk fakert. Stam if an out tirche is loy plug. Val is a tirche is a shayla here. And fakert. Lo yitzir is noch chashash shiva la'achla, they were not matriachim. They were not matriachim. Because it's a very shvere zach to do. So it's kilu, it's a andere takone. They made a yoytzim in a klal, they were not matriach so vayt. They were not matriach, we see later, but we know that here they have to matriach the person, it's not an isru. The rabbonu is a troch. They were not matriach, in kule hai, we saw a matlof lo mapoiles, Tesis says in Afchez, they were not matriach, in the mefana de mapoiles. They were not matriach, kule hai. Chshashim yivu loch, lo yidimu be matriach. So it's mamish two droch. One derech again, that the yesod of the sugi no shach is the tirche. The Gemara says like this, if it's no chshashim yivu loch, lo yidimu be matriach. The suffix is if it's a chshash or not. Second said avade is a din. Even if it's not tirche avade, you don't clear if it's shami yovel ochle or not. When it's a tirche, was a tzad that they were meshane. These are the two ways to learn. Maybe to be meisif a little bit in both ways. What is the tzad taki that Chazal here taki say that if it's a tirche, you don't have to do it? Or if you're the first tzad, if it's no shami yovel ochle, they will never metaken. Why? Every the rabbanu we say loyplug. Thank you. Every the rabbanu we say loyplug. Why here they will not say loyplug? What is the difference? What is the difference? The answer is, we saw in chometz. Chazal said, "Mokim she'ein machnisim bechometz, you don't have to check." So they didn't say in every place to check. They made gdorim. They made chilukim. So I would have a tzad. Maybe here you don't have to check. Chamash malot. Say. Mikol mokoyim, vinit vi, saif we learn derech aleph. Saif we learn derech beis. Derech aleph we said, stam, no shayich is the tirche. Derech beis is epes ha-shayla betirche. It's a bit, yeah, a little bit of the third shayla. Aber steht in the Gemara that if the kikor is bishmei koiro, the reason to check is because maybe it will fall down. If it's noch shash that it will fall down, you don't have to check. Oder stam, oder because it's hard, but if it's no chash that it will fall down, you're allowed to leave it b'shmei koira. And we saw at the beginning of Zman, this is b'etzem ha-shlom ha-sa-inyen, Tesis and the base frektak Rashi af Rashi, lefi Rashi that the b'dike shelo yaver olo bali roe bali motze, vosi nafkim if it will fall down and he will come to eat it. Or not, but the takonas b'dike is, gzeirim shem shem olo yibit lo yofe. The gzeirim the rabbonin is, shem olo yibit lo yofe. If the gzeirim the rabbonin is, shem olo yibit lo yofe, if the Gzeir Rabbon is Mitzah Shem Alebit Lo Yofe, so what's enough community to Chshash? It will fall down, it will not fall down, even if it will stay on top the whole time. Even if it will stay on top the whole time. But it's no Gzeir Rabbon, it's no Gzeir Rabbon. Why is no Gzeir Rabbon if it will not fall down? Because no Chshash Yove Lo Ochloi, on Shem Yove Lo Ochloi. On Shem Yove Lo Ochloi. Bali Roi Bali Motze. He's over Bali Roi Bali Motze. He's over Bali Roi Bali Motze. This is Tesis Kasha and Rashi. Now, Tesis Be'etzem, B'toich HaDvorim says that he's asking two Kashas and Rashi. One Kasha and Rashi, what is the tzad that B'shmei Koyro you're allowed to leave it? If it's no chshash, it will fall down because no chshash, you will look like. Amar Yoiva Bali Roi Bali Motze. Ein Kasha. Tzveite Kasha is Mevur in the Gemore, Mishuma that you don't have to check. But the reason to check is because maybe it will fall down and you will come to eat it. So state clothed that the b'dike is mitzad shemu yovel ochle. So twice state nisht azevi Rashi. First that state in the Gemara that you don't have to check if it's no chshash that will fall down, you're allowed to leave it there. Why are you allowed to leave it there? Aber yoivu bali roi bali motze. Why are you allowed to leave it there? Yoivu bali roi bali motze. And second of all, state in the Gemara that the tzad that you have to check is because maybe it will fall down and you will come to eat. If you're Rashi, not because you come to eat, the b'dik is mitzad shelo yavo bali roi bali motze. This is b'etzem the tesis kasha and the base, the p'chilas ha-sugya, from the seif ha-sugya, from tesis and Rashi, from kikur b'shmei koyo. So we mentioned then a teretz, b'shem d'or zahua, the spiru shelo yaruchois, the meiri, the sfas emes, Rabbi Menoyach, all of them want to answer Rashi. Rashi holds a shita mechudeshes. That b'shmei koiro you're not over bali roi bali motze. As David the Marsho, that when you leave the house, it's einu motzui. Shmei koiro. Shmei koiro doesn't mean mistama tap cabinet. Mistama means shmei koiro, very high, far away. So that it's so far away, v'meile, you're not even bali roe bali motze. The raya to that pshat is that Rashi in the next sofik of the Gemara and Nochosh, Rashi says, Kiko bepi Nochosh, boye ba'api nafshei, lo yatrichu, v'yevatel b'liboy. Rashi in the next sofik says, but if you leave it there, you have to make bitu. Why Rashi doesn't write it down in our sofik? So some people say that Rashi v'derech klal writes in the end. But here you can't say it, because Rashi holds that it's not intim tzuleima. These two shaykhs, these fakers don't have shaykhs one to each other. So it's two separate shaykhs. So why only in Nochosh, Rashi says v'yivatlenu b'liboy? Why in the beginning of the sugi, Rashi doesn't say v'yivatlenu b'liboy? Why in the beginning of the sugi, Rashi doesn't say v'yivatlenu b'liboy? Only in Nochosh, Rashi says v'yivatlenu b'liboy? Zog do Zaru and the Meiri, Vaistoi Shitas Rashi, that Bishmei Koiro Yinan Oivu Bali Roya Bali Motze. So this answer is the first Shaila. So how Rashi says you could leave it Bishmei Koiro, Aber Yoivu Bali Roya Bali Motze? The Teretz Rashi holds Bishmei Koiro, Yinan Oivu Bali Roya Bali Motze. Now I have a second Shaila. Aber state in the Gemara that it will fall down, why you have to check? The Tzadat yes, because maybe it will fall down and you will come to eat it. The tzad of yes is, because maybe it will fall down, and val, maybe it will fall down, and you will come to eat it. Aber Rashi holds the b'dikas mitzad bali roi bali motze, not the tzad shema yavoy la'ochloi. So how you have a tzad that you have to check, because maybe it will fall down, you will come to eat it. If you Rashi, the b'dikas mitzad bali roi bali motze, and the Gemara says mitzad that he will come to eat it. So we mentioned, Rabbi Peretz says, b'shem Rabbi Chil miParis, that Rashi is moide b'chometz yadua, that is a gzeira shema yovei le'ochloi, like the Gemara says in Davov, chomet shel nochri oisun le'mechitze, chomet shel hekdesh oisun le'mechitze, moitze chomet ze pesach, koifo lo vesakli, avada is a din mechitze. This is the answer on Rashi. So the Iker Divrei Rashi is answered. Again, how are you allowed to leave it b'shmei koiro? The answer is, it's mevutl. Not because you did bitul, it's botul me'elo. The Gemara says it will fall down. Gzeira shem yovei le'ochloi. Why Rashi holds that there's no gzeira shem yovei le'ochloi? Bechometz yedua Rashi is maskil. Kumt Reb Nochem and frekt of them two or three kashes. First, Reb Nochem says that in chidush ara in the Ran al Arif state klo that chometz b'shmei koiro yoiver bali roe bali motze. The Ran is b'toich advarim. When the Ran said his alter yesoid. That if you check chometz and then chometz is left in the house, you're not able b'liroi b'limotze. So he says, because if not like that, if you're a person that after Pesach found chometz b'shmei koiro, he'll be able b'liroi b'limotze. If you say that it's kemevutl, was frekta? But another kasha frekta b'nochem. If the firashi, why you don't have to check b'shmei koiro? Because it's kemevutl. So why the Gemara says that you have to check because maybe it will fall down and you will come to eat it? Say better. Maybe it will fall down and you'll be over bali roi bali motze. Why Rashi says that you have to check because maybe it will fall down and you will come to eat it? If we say that l'fi Rashi, the reason you're not over because it's b'shmei koiro, it's mevutl. So in the minute that it falls down, you're over. Why are you over? Because it's not mevutl anymore. So why Rashi says that you don't have to check gzeir mitzad? The Gemara says b'shmei koiro you don't have to check because it's kemevutl. Oy dilma you have to check because maybe it will fall down. And if it will fall down, you'll be coming to eat it. Say better. If it will fall down, you'll be able to bali roi bali matze. Tink. It's not your afro da aret. It's far away from you. What shaykh is the afro da aret? What is Shaykh is after the Arab? It's far away from you. It's not Chometz. What? When a person says after the Arab, when a person says after the Arab, he says after the Arab. When Chometz and Shmei Koyo, what Shaykh is after the Arab? What Shaykh is after the Arab? It's far away from him when it's close to him. When it's close to him, he's Ayub Ali Roy Bali Matze. When it's close to him, he's Ayub Ali Roy Bali Matze. It's the Pashtus. Want to say after Shechal Shem Bitul it doesn't become this? Pashas in the middle, it's not far away. He's over Bali Roy Bali Motze. So the shayla is as it. So again, we had a kasha, Taisus kasha and Rashi. The Gemara says you could leave it b'shmei kairo, only suffix is maybe it will come down, you will eat it. Lefi Rashi, the bitter, the shema lebit lo yofe. Shema lebit lo yofe. What is the pshat in our sugya? Zog do zaru ha-teretz. No, the reason is because it's mevutu. Because it's far away. So the only chshash is shema yovi lo-ochloi. Chobetz yodua, Rabbi Peretz. Fakim him lochem first. The Ran said nishta zay. Oh, but the gzeira had to be shema yipol and yoyva bali yoyva bali motza. So what you could answer, balabatish, so far that it will fall down. Say that. Oh, but for that, Chazal will not make a takonin. But the chashash that he will come to be over and Isur Kores, this is a bigger chashash, for that they made a takana. Maybe andere nusach. So Reb Nochem wanted a mechadash bedas Rashi, a chidush gotl. It's a whole shiur klali al alem nafkiminis, but I want to say the yesoy that he was moitzi from here. But Rashi holds shemo le bit lo yofe, listen carefully. Is only an chomet she'eino yodua. Person says, after the hour, pitom he sees a gewaltig piece of chometz, a piece of cake, mamish. Shema lebit lo yofe, if he would remember he has a piece of cake, if he would see it, he would not mevatel k'mo shetzorik. But when he knows what he has b'shmei koiro, and he's mevatel, is noch shah shema lebit lo yofe. The mele dir de bitul is chal. We're not answering the deal of why Rashi says bitul the next sugi, not another sugi. אבל במילה דיר הביטו לסחל. זה לפי רשי בחומץ ידוע את הביטו לסחל. במילה, בשמי קוירו is with ביטו, and the ביטו לסחל. I mean, the gzeira is not that we'll fall down and then you'll be able to lirue. You will not be able to lirue. You will not be able to lirue. You will not be able to lirue if we'll fall down. The gzeira is only מצד שם היובה לאוכלו. Only מצד שם היובה לאוכלו is the gzeira. Nicht keine andere Sache. Nochem said, this is the Hechech, Lefi Rashi, so Be'etzem has a Kashe. So why you have to get rid of the Chometz? Find all of the Chometz in the house and put it in front of you and do Bitul. Why Chazal said to get rid of it? Then it says, Shema Yovel Ochle. So Lefi Rashi, the Mishnah is Giboit and Tuzach. And Chometz She'enu Yudua, you have to do Bitul. Why? Because the Bitul doesn't, you have to do Bdike, because the Bitul doesn't work. And chometz yedua, bitul is not enough because shema yovi l'ochle. So this is the mahalach b'das Rashi. Now, lo b'mamshach the next topic of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, kiko b'pi nochosh tzorich chover lo yitzio yo ein tzorich. This topic, I never have klo. I saw on different sforim, the gedukim. What is exactly the shayla tzorich chover lo yitzio or not? What, to take it out of the mouth of the snake? They say, "Psadiyuk loshen Rambam, mashma lo yitzio et anochosh." Not. Don't know if the diyuk is muchach or not. So, what is the shaila? Now, if you will not do it, so pashas, what will happen? During Pesach, now, mistam is noch shashem yovi lo ochloi. Calls man the snake is holding on to it. So, what is the chash? That the snake will leave it during Pesach, and then you will come to eat it. בגוף יתריכו רבונן, בממין לא יתריכו רבונן. הידיל מלא ישנות תיקו. So Rashi says, this שייכס, שיילה, ולא יגרסינן, אם תמצא לא אימא. לא שייכס. Especially if we said that the first fake is אונשכן שייכס, לשיילה, ותריכו or not. So ספק בפני עצמו. בגוף יתריכו רבונן, בממין לא יתריכו רבונן. If the other שיילס, when I get to תריכו a little bit, maybe it's a little bit מיום משך שייך. But Rashi says, לא יגרסינן, אם תמצא לא אימא. In the Rambam, also the Meforshim Rechiach, that the Rambam was not Geiris Imtim Tzeloimar. Because if the Rambam was Geiris Imtim Tzeloimar, so the first Sofet, the Gemara says, you have to check, because maybe it will fall. Then the Gemara says, Beboil, if you Geiris Imtim Tzeloimar, Imtim Tzeloimar, there's a chshash that he will go down. So then the Shail is Benochosh. If you Geiris Imtim Tzeloimar, and the Rambam passes like Imtim Tzeloimar, so the Rambam will have to pass it in the first two that you need a Bdike. And the Rambam doesn't pass it like that. And the first one he says, you need a bdike. And the second one, misafik, you don't need a bdike. And the same thing in Nochosh, the Rambam passes, you don't need a bdike. So first two zach. So the Rambam in Perek Beis, Alocha Gimel, he brings down first the Shaila of Nochosh, And Halacha Yudalet, he brings down the next two Shailas. And it's very Gishmak. He brings Nochash together with Mouse. Even that the Mouse eat it, and Nochash, it's not a Chashash that he will eat it. But the Rambam Vali learned that it's not Imtim Tzaloima. So the third Shaila Be'etzim put all the animals in one Shaila, then put the people in a different Shaila. So the Rambam took out the Shaila from Nochash, he put it in the Halacha Yud Gimel with the Halachas of the Mouse. Save it. And the Rambam asked me, Sofek, you don't have to check. Again, I think as Chomes on a Sofek Niskano, take it a dinner. Chomes Beboir, you have to go on up. Zog the Rambam, you Sofek, you don't have to check. I think as Chomes on a Sofek Niskano, the Torah says, take it a dinner. So basically we have two more Rambams, trying to mechazik the Indian, that besfeke the dina, even that the Rambam holds, that besfeke the Rabbonu lechumre and chomet, because chomet ala sofek niskano. We saw in the beginning of Shir, but the fourth sofek of Achbo, he paskened lekule, and the sofek of Nochosh, he paskens also lekule, and the sofek of Boir, because he's not Geras into Tzuleimar, he also paskens lekule. So this is Klo. Now is another chelik. The Raivet, and the Asoges, he was Goyres Imtim Tzaloima, an Argemora. Maybe it's a mocking before Atzmai, I'm all to be masbir, how the Raivet learned all the Shailas of the Gemora. Zog the Raivet, so first the Rambam had to paskin, that you have to check in the second case, because you don't Imtim Tzaloima. Okay? The Rambam didn't have the gears of Imtim Tzaloima. Frag the Raivet another Shaila. This Raivet, Be'etzem, will not be Armis Gerad, or you have to start tomorrow, the second Perek will have to be Marich and describe it Be'al Chove. But the Raivet comes and affects the Kasha of the Rambam. Maybe I will ask you another Shaila on the Rambam. Maybe we'll not mask it out. Look at Halacha Yud Dalet inside. Again, Halacha Yud Gimel and the snake, the Rambam says you don't have to check. Safi the Rabbanu Lekule. Halacha Yud Dalet. כזאיז חומץ בשמי קוירו, מחייבים או יסולאו ויסולם לא ירידוי. שפעומם מיפול משמי קוירו. הוי החומץ בבויר, אין מחייבים או יסולאו לא יסוי. אלו מבט לוי בליבוי ודאיו. Why in הלוכה יודלת, the Rambam says, I'm asking. He paskin me sofik, you don't have to check. I hear. חומץ in the ladder, you have to go on the שמי קוירו. To the בויר, you don't have to go to check. And the בויר, you don't have to check. Some of the Rabbanu Lekule, either Raise, Meret Bebitul, Meret Bebitul, like this every time we answer, Meret Bebitul. Pitom, and one time, the ganze Zach, Berek Beis, the Rambam says like this, Halacha Yud Gimel will in Achbo, Sfeikes, you don't have to check, Sofek Shal Divrayim, Teiku. Sofek Shal Divrayim, Teiku. Nochosh, you don't have to check, Sofek Shal Divrayim, Teiku. Everything was good today. Halacha Yud Dalet, Mamet, before we finish, the Rambam spoils the whole thing. The Rambam says, Hoyo Chometz Baboir, Ein Mechayv Imo Yisula Alo Yisui. Elo mevatne beliboy vedayo. Versteht man? We need a magen mishnah to tell us as meret mit bitul. On bitul, as a sofek day reis. The Rambam, if the Rambam would do it anochosh, I would say Rashi and the Rambam are the same, yeah? But the Rambam didn't say it anochosh. And the boy, zog the Rambam, elo mevatne beliboy. Why need the Rambam to add it? Why punk in this anoch? Elo mevatne beliboy. And it's all I listen. Reto of Bitu. Every time Reto of Bitu. Punk here, he has to remind us. I think it's a pshat here. The Raivet comes, and here's the famous Raivet. I'm saying this Raivet is a limud bifnei atzmoi. He asks Akash, he doesn't understand how Bitu helps. The Raivet speaks Tzora. The Raivet shita is, Bitul doesn't help l'chometz yedua. Bitul only helps when you don't see the chometz. When you see chometz, Bitul never helps. Bitul doesn't help l'chometz yedua. Satos. Zog the Eisel Asugyodem the Gemara. The Gemara here was that a person did Bitul. In the middle of Pesach, he looks down and he sees chometz. So then the Shaila is if he has to go down to pick it up or not. But to do Bitul and chometz yedua, Bitul doesn't help l'chometz yedua. Bitul doesn't help on Chometz Yedua. And here, the Lomdim Amarich Ma'od. What is the Pshat and Shittas Arayve that Bitul doesn't help on Chometz Yedua? Normal, what is Mekubal to learn in Masech the Psochim, we never went into this, maybe when we started Perek Sheni, tomorrow Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll have a mock a little bit to go into it, we'll have time. Why Bittul doesn't help on Chometz Yadua? So Ando Zogin Balabatish. Who are you fooling when you're doing Bittul? Why are you leaving it in the house? Person takes a piece of Chometz, bottle. Sigonish, bottle. If I don't know where it is, I'm a battle it. So then I find it, too bad. This is what the Welt learned. Mele, Frank the Welt, here this person, you know why he was mevatel it. How does he have to go down to the boy? He's not trying to play. You're right. When a person sees a piece of bread and he says, bottle. So, you're living in the house, bottle. Yeah? Say a famous maaser, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, that once he saw someone davening, and after davening, it was in Pesach. After davening, he ran over to him, run to the house, do a bdikas chometz again. So it was beautiful. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, Mechach me'asfardim, Yotzal. So he told the guy that, So he told the guy that, I saw you yesterday fighting with a person and yelling at him. Mamish, that he stepped and you covered, and you mamish all fanifga givor and naganze. And he says, and I see you say here, nafshika offer I call to you. So I see that by you offer is very choshev. So by you offer is choshev, and you even by the chometz. So go on my health to check your chometz. Because if you, chometz is. So this is what the world alamol gilaram shat. If you leave the chometz in the house and you do bitul sigonish. Frank Reb Nochem, over here, the person did bitul and the piece that is inside the boil. He did a bitul inside the boil. Why did it? It's too hard for him to go down. Was will the Raivet? Why is the Raivet learn a different halacha? And Chometz Yodua bitul doesn't help. Only and Chometz Sheinu Yodua bitul helps. But and Chometz Yodua bitul doesn't help. Because there's a mitzvah tashbisu. You have to burn. If you can't find it, mevatli beliboy vedayoy. But when you have it, you have to burn it. And the Rambam holds bitul helps on Chometz Yodua. Where is the mocker from the Rambam says it? Here. It's the only place. All of this fake is a Chometz Sheinu Yodua. Mouse in, out. You don't know. All of this fake is a Chometz Sheinu Yodua. So while it's Chometz Sheinu Yodua, so the Avada bitul helps. Avada bitul helps. The only place that the Rambam could write down that bitul helps even on Chometz Yodua is here. The Welt has maybe two or three kashas from Gemoras that is mevur that bitul helps on Chometz Yodua, but it's very hard to find these Gemoras. All the Gemoras Talmid Ayoshev Lifnei Raboi V'Yodea Sheyesh Lo Yisro Sheilo Leachmitz. It's not Chometz Yodua. The Gemara says Erev Pesach when a person is you have to know how to answer the Gemoras if Chometz Bitul helps or not. But B'Mele, I think the Rambam here wanted to be madgish Yevatlenu Beliboi to be madgish that bitul helps even on Chometz Yodua. Ve'etzem, it's a shaila what to do tomorrow. We could start the Mishnah weiter, but I think everyone could either see it, maybe the little Ashlama here. But then the sugyas from Chodosh is very shvera sugyas that even the pshat, to go into it, you have to learn Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. So, Nimnu v'gomru b'chaburo that, this was the Seder in the Yeshiva Aleyon, to learn the second pair. It's Alamo we started in Shivoso B'Tamuz. This year, Baruch Hashem, we learned the sugya a little bit better, I think. We managed to get much more to the Amkes of the sugyas, which was the Sofik and Achbor yesterday, is a nice Sofik. So, about Chodsh, the last couple days that I left, I think we'll start for Eksheni. I want really, if we could, at least, to be maspik a little bit, so we'll try to go a little bit quicker, and we'll have a Hespek in Perek Sheni, and if we're maspik the whole Perek, or to try and be full, we can happen all right.